9007. All right, and to get started, you want to hit a buzzer for me? All right, so you already know my name is. I want to introduce you to my friend right here.
Hi, I'm Jibo. And I'm a social robot.
And awesome. He's going to be helping us out throughout this. But okay. To go ahead and get started, I want you to tell me what letter this is, what like the picture is, or what's written here. And then can you tell me another thing that starts with that letter?
The letter is A. It's an apple. Annoying.
Ooh, good one. All right, what about this one?
B, boy. Biscotti.
Biscotti.
Okay. C, cookies. Cat.
Nice.
D, duck. Drive. E, elephant. Elizabeth.
Ooh, good one.
Fish. The letter is F, a fawn.
Nice.
Guitar, the letter is G, grand.
Good one.
H, house. How?
Yes.
I, ice, intelligent.
Good word, great word.
J, youth. Junior.
Nice.
K, key. Callie.
Yeah.
L, leaf. Little.
Good one. What about this one?
M, monkey. Matt.
Yes.
N, knows nothing.
Yeah.
O, orange.
That thing with eight legs that swims in the ocean. It's a huge sea animal.
Open.
Perfect.
Plate. Piano.
Nice.
Q, quack, queen.
Yes.
R, red, run. S, spider, something.
Yeah.
T, table, V. U, umbrella, unstoppable.
Ooh, great word.
V, vacuum, fairy.
You're good at this. Okay.
W, watch, win.
Nice.
X, X-ray.
This one's hard. You want to skip this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this one?
Y, yogurt, U.
Yes.
Z, zebra. Zinguini.
Yeah. All right, great job. You can hit another buzzer. Nice. All right, so next thing we're going to do is...
You're doing great.
Thank you. This one we're going to do numbers. Alright, so I want you to tell me what number you see and what number you think is going to come after it.
Okay. One.
Oh, I tricked you, I'm sorry. I just kept going.
Two, what did you say? One number and the one that's...
Yeah, like which one do you think is going to come after?
Three.
Okay. Ooh.
Three, four. Four, five. Five, six. Six, seven.
Oh, you're going so fast.
Eight, nine. I mean...
Okay. What after this?
Nine, ten. 11. 12, 13. 13, 14. 14, 15. 15, 16.
Oh. Hmm. What number is that?
20, 21.
Ooh. Shoot. 25, 26. Mm-hmm. 30, 31. Do you see the pattern yet? So, what number is that? 40,
41.
Hmm. Think the next one's gonna be 41?
40, 50.
Nice. What about this one?
50, 60.
Good job.
60, 70. 70, 80. 80, 90.
What's after this?
90, 100.
Good job. And?
110.
Hmm. They switched it up on us again.
200, 300.
Switch it up again.
500, 600.
What number is that?
1,000.
Hmm. Look at your numbers. Do you know addition?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say,
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job. Now what about subtraction?
18.
Say that for me.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Perfect. And then, do you know your timetables?
Yes. 6 times 3 is 18.
Okay, and what about division? This one's hard.
21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Okay, great job. You did amazing.
Great job.
You did amazing with your numbers. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. And... this thing that we're going to do is, okay, so in this picture, we've got a slide. So here we have one slide. Now there's two of them. What would we say there are?
There are two slides.
Yes. This is
our a sandwich.
Yeah, today this is our snack for the day. Okay. We've got one snack.
Sandwiches.
Yes, but if we're calling this our snack, we got one snack, now we have two.
Snacks.
Good job. Now, this we call a MIP. So we got one MIP.
Two MIPs.
Good job. Doing great. This we call a YAG. Can you say a YAG?
YAG.
So we got one YAG.
Two YAGs.
Good job.
One mug. Or
we're going to call this one a cup.
One cup, two cups.
Nice. What about... our skack. This is a weird one.
One skack, two skacks.
And how about a smide?
One smide, two smides.
Yes, perfect. Now this, here's our ship.
Ship, two ships.
And how about a dup? Can you say dup?
Dup.
Yes, so we got one dup.
Two dups.
How about our bag?
One bag, two bags.
You did this great job. And here's our light. We got one light.
One light, two lights.
Wonderful. And this one we call a brib.
One brib, two bribs.
And how about a kel?
Kelb?
Like a kel.
A kel.
Yes.
One kel, two kels.
That's so smart. Okay. How about a foo?
A foob?
Just a foo.
A foo.
Yeah, so
one foo, two foos.
Perfect. And how about a rock?
One rock, two rocks.
Perfect. And our crib?
One crib, two cribs.
And this one we call a pite.
A pite.
Yes.
One pite, two pites.
You're doing an amazing job. Shoe.
One shoe, two shoes.
How about a bell?
One bell, two bells.
Awesome. And a yawk?
A yawk.
Yeah, so one yawk.
Two yawks.
Amazing job. And we're back to the beginning. Did great on that. How about you hit another button for me? Now, this next task we're going to do, I'm actually going to have my friend Jibo show us about it. So
okay.
Let's see if he's going to...
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Hudson.
That's an awesome name.
Jibo's so
my
cute.
Favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Probably maroon.
Maroon. Ooh, I like that.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
So,
today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. What is this?
So, what do you see in this picture?
A lion, a couple fish, and a couple fish, and a boat.
What's in the boat with the lion?
A boy.
Did you ever get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Well, it depends if it's a trained one.
So why do you think he's in the boat with the lion?
Looks like he's trying to go fishing. Maybe.
Have you ever gone fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did you catch anything?
Yeah.
What'd you catch?
Mud catfish.
Ooh, how big are those?
About 10 inches.
You caught that all by yourself?
It broke the hook, so we had to hand reel it in.
Well, that takes a lot of strength to do that.
Yeah.
You think you could catch the fish in this picture?
No.
Why not?
Doesn't look like he has any bait.
Do you think they're fishing?
Or maybe they're just looking at the fish.
Yeah. See anything else in the picture?
In the background, a dragonfly.
Yeah. So where do you think they're going?
I don't know. Maybe down the stream?
Yeah. If you were in a boat with a lion, where would you want to go with your new lion friend?
Maybe Africa.
Africa. Ooh. Okay. Why Africa?
That's where you tend to find the most lions.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a lion? Where?
A zoo.
Ooh. Okay. What other animals do you see in a zoo?
Penguin. I think some polar bears and reindeers.
Okay, what's your favorite animal?
Probably a lion.
Yeah?
Or a Doberman.
Doberman? Do you like dogs?
Yeah.
Do you have a dog?
I have three.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting another one.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I need?
One Remy, one Ashley. The other one's probably going to be Piper.
Are they all going to be Doberman? How tall are they?
One's about 2 feet, so he's really tall. The other one's about 1 foot.
That is so cute. Are you excited to get another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See anything else in this picture you want to tell me about? Anything weird?
Mm. I don't really see anything weird. All I really see are lily pads and.
All right, then how about we go to the next picture? Jibo, can you show me the next picture?
Look at the picture.
What's going on in this one?
Looks like he's throwing a paper airplane outside his window.
What do you see in his room?
Toy cars, a bed, some socks, books. I see on the roof it, on the ceiling it had a plane and a paper airplane.
Mm-hmm. Anything weird about this picture?
There's a leaf on his bed.
I believe. A what on his bed?
Looks like a leaf on his, on one of the pillows.
Wow. He's got a pretty messy room, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Do you remember that messy?
No.
No? So tell me, do you have a whole bunch of clouds on in your room too?
Mm-mm.
No? Why do you think he has clouds in his?
Because it looks like It looks like he doesn't even have a roof.
Okay.
Or he likes planes.
Do you like planes?
Nah.
Nah? Why not?
A lot of the times I don't like going on them because either I have to chew gum or something because my... When I get high, when it's high pressure, my ears start to really hurt.
Oh, okay. You ever fly paper airplanes?
Mm-mm.
No. Anything else in this picture that's kind of cool?
Looks like he has a little tree house, maybe.
Ooh, okay. Cool. Alright. How about we go to the next one? Hey, Jibo, can you show me the next picture, please?
What is this?
Oh. There it is. Alright, what's going on in this picture? There's so much here.
There's an octopus right behind him.
Yeah.
He looks... Like he has a whole lab. He's carrying around a box of light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he was experimenting. There's a rat in the bottom corner.
Yeah.
Has a bunch of books on all over the floor. Wow, that one area.
Yeah. Why do you think there's an octopus in the lab?
It looks like it's carrying a book.
You think it's helping?
Maybe.
Maybe. What do you think the scientist is studying?
Probably he's trying to find out a cure for something.
Oh, okay. What do you think it's a cure for? Written on like the walls and stuff. There's a whole bunch back there.
Yeah, it looks like the DNA symbol. Looks like he's trying to bring back a certain type of animal.
Mm. kind of animal are you thinking?
Maybe a dodo bird.
If you could bring back any animal, which one would you bring back?
Probably the dodo
the
bird.
The dodo. Nice. Anything else you see here? Why are there rats in the lab?
Some people just collect rocks.
Yeah. Alright. We got one more picture we want you to go to show us.
What is this?
There we go. What do you see here?
A huge turnip.
Yeah.
A farm. Mm-hmm. Turnip patch. A big slug. A shovel. Some clouds. Fencing. Grass.
Where do you think they are?
Probably on a farm.
Yeah? You've ever been on a farm before?
Yeah.
What kind of farm?
A tomato farm.
Tomato farm?
Yeah.
Was it a whole bunch of fun to be at the tomato farm?
Yeah.
Would you ever go to a turnip farm?
I've been to one.
You have? Alright, what was the turnip farm like?
It was not too big, but it wasn't too small. It wasn't really like a company. It was just, yeah. It was very wet because it just rained.
Oh. When you were there, did you see any turnips that big?
No.
No. Do you think the turnip is that big, or do you think the farmer is just that small?
I'd have to say the turnip is that big because you can see all the little turnips.
Mm. There's also that really big slug right there. Have you ever held a slug?
No.
If you did, what do you think they would feel like?
Kind of slimy.
Yeah. Would that be gross or cool?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You can also see a tiny slug right beside the big one.
Yeah. Anything else in this picture you want to tell me about?
Nope.
No? Alright. You did amazing.
Great job.
Yes, thank you so much. You can hit another buzzer for me if you like. Sorry, we don't have another one. So do you like reading?
A little bit.
A little bit? Can you read a little bit for me?
Yeah.
Alright. Start with these ones. Tell me what this one says.
Oh. Sarah was not born in Ohio. She was born in West Africa and came to Ohio last year with her mom and brother. She was shy. Jane was from Ohio. She was born in Columbus. Jane lived with her dad, her grandma, and her three sisters. Jane was friendly. One day after lunch, Sarah was standing by herself on the sidewalk watching Jane dance with her friends. Jane had a lot more friends because she was quite nice and helped people learn new dances. Three of Jane's friends started to laugh and point at Sarah. "Why she's standing there by herself," they said. Jane looked over, but she did not laugh. She was sad that her friends were laughing. Jane looked at her friends and said, "It's not mean to point and laugh at people." that is not nice. Jane walked up to Sarah. Her friend stopped pointing and laughing. Stop laughing. Would you like to come dance with us? Jane asked her. Sarah smiled. Thanks, but I do not want to dance. May I play some music so you can dance? Sure, said Jane. Jane watched as she got up and turned off the CD player. The kids stopped dancing, stared at Sarah. She dumped the toys out on the ground and turned the tub over. I will pretend that this is a
What do you think that is?
I will make music so you can dance, said Sarah as she smiled at Jane. Then she began drumming, and the children danced with glee.
Perfect. You're an amazing reader. You want to do another one for me?
Sure.
This.
Today is Saturday. Shota is happy. On Saturday, Dad comes for her and her brother. The telephone rings. It is Dad. Dad tells her that he cannot come today. Jolette begins to cry, but Dad, she says, it is my birthday. He says, I know. I am sorry. I will come tomorrow. Mama tells her to not cry. We will go shopping at the mall. Jolta is not happy. She goes to mom to the mall, and they go into Make Believe Mountain. Then Jolta sees her friends. She sees everyone. Everyone says happy birthday, Jolta. She is so happy. This is the best birthday ever, said Jolta.
Will and Luke's
mom have two jobs. She worked at the dollar store. She worked at Speedway. Two mama tells her boys, you must do your best in school. If you study that hard, you can get a good job when you grow up. And if you get a good one, you will have your time with your family. Mama attends college when she's not working. She does her best in school too. Will and Luke miss Mama. She is not home when she is not home. The boys know she loves them a lot. She takes good care of Will and Luke. They learn as much as they can go in school. When they grow up, they can help take care of Mama.
You're such a good reader. Is there any way you can do one more for me?
Okay. COSI is a science museum. John went to COSI with his Nana and cousin Jaina. They went to the space room. The room was dark. Dan held his cousin Jaina's hand because he was afraid. Dan saw a lot of stars in that room. That made him feel dizzy. Dan walked slowly through the turning tunnel. His heart was beating rapidly. His feet moved slowly. The children in front of Dan and the children behind him too. How will all of us get out of this tunnel? He thought. He was scared. His feet would not go. The stars kept spinning around, and he felt dizzy. Jaina held Dan's hand and smiled. You can do this. Jaina said, I'm here with you. The kids in front of Dan were gone. The children behind Dan waited slowly for Dan to move. Dan took a deep breath. He walked slowly. Jaina held Dan's hand. The tunnel opened his eyes. Then Jenna opened his eyes, and he was out of the tunnel. "Thank you, Jenna," said Jenna. "I was afraid at first, but you helped me be brave. I do not feel dizzy anymore. I'd like to try that again. I am proud of you, Dan. You were quite brave," said Jenna. Dan and Jenna ran into Nana. "That was so much fun. Can we go again?" Dan asked Nana. "Let's go," shouted Jenna. Dan and Jenna ran out of the tunnel, out of the space room, so that they could go in the star tunnel again.
Perfect. That was awesome. Thank you so much. I bet you had another buzzer for me.
Okay.
Alright.
You're doing an awesome job.
So for these, I want you to tell me what this person is doing, and give me like a step-by-step of how you would do it. So what's this person doing?
He's brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth?
Usually, I'll get the toothbrush out of the cabinet, put water on it, then put the toothpaste on it.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you brush your teeth?
Hmm? What?
How often do you brush your teeth?
Every day.
Okay. How about this one?
He is washing his hands. How I wash my hands is I get my hands wet, then I put soap and water on them.
Mm. And how about this one?
He's tying his shoes.
You know how to tie your shoes?
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me?
Usually I do it another way. I'll make a knot, then I'll just put the two extended parts and just stick it in the knot. She is pouring her cereal. I'll pour the cereal, then I'll put the milk in.
And what's your favorite cereal?
Probably Honey Nut Cheerios.
Those are good ones. That's good. Do you eat cereal every day?
Not most of the time.
Okay. This person.
He's putting on what looks like a sweater. Usually I'd put a shirt on, then I'd put a sweater on.
Yeah. And are you putting on sweaters now?
He is putting on a sweater, and I am not putting on sweaters now because it's too hot to.
Got you. Well, how about this person?
She is making cupcakes.
Yeah. Have you ever made cupcakes?
No.
No? Have you ever eaten a cupcake?
No.
No? Okay. What's she putting on top of them?
I think icing.
What's this person doing?
Looks like he's painting.
You ever paint?
No.
No? What colors do you think she's painting?
He's probably painting with blue and yellow, orange and red.
Okay. What about this person?
He's buckling his seatbelt.
How do you buckle your seatbelt?
I take the strap and I stick it through the little hole.
What noise does it make?
Click.
Nice. What's this person doing?
Looks like feeding her toy, playing with her toy.
You ever play with your toys?
Usually I'd play video games, so yeah.
What video games do you play?
Smash Bros.
Ooh, what's your main character?
Link.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Do you play any of the other characters?
Not most of the time.
Who do you play Smash Bros?
My dad.
Dad? Who does he play as?
Link.
Yeah? You both play as Link?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this person? What are they doing?
Dressing up.
What are they wearing?
What looks like a hat, sunglasses, a tie, a dress, scarf, and shoes.
What do you think he's dressing up for?
He's probably just playing around.
Yeah? Do you ever dress up like that?
No.
No? Not even for Halloween?
No.
No? Okay. How about these two?
They are going down a slide.
Yeah? Where do you think they are?
Probably outside.
Yeah? Now that it's nice outside, have you been able to go down any slides?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you go with anyone?
My dad and my sister.
Oh, how old is your sister?
She is.
Yeah? You guys go down the slide together?
No, we go one at a time.
Okay. And what about this one?
He is playing soccer.
You play soccer?
Did I? I did when I was very young.
Did you like it?
I don't think.
You don't think? Okay, do you want to play any sports now?
No.
No. Then how about these two?
Looks like they're building with, they're spelling out and building with little blocks.
Yeah. Did you ever play with blocks?
I've played with Legos.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing you built with Legos?
Probably a house.
How big was that? Oh, nice. Okay. What about this one?
He is pushing his little sister, maybe.
When you go to the park with your sister, do you guys swing?
Yeah.
You're scared of going too high?
No.
You're not scared of heights?
I'm scared of heights, but not. I'm not scared of going too high on a swing.
Okay, what's too high then?
Probably more than 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, that does get pretty scary. Totally fair. You like roller coasters?
Depends.
Depends on what?
What's on roller coaster?
Well, where have you ridden roller coasters?
Disney.
Well, you went to Disney?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your favorite part about Disney?
Probably the hotels.
Hotels? Really? What about them?
They just had a lot of good foods there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What food did you eat there?
I ate a lot of waffles.
Ooh, waffles. Now what about this?
Looks like they're trading candy or something.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy?
Kit Kat.
Ooh, I love Kit Kats. Ever eat lollipop? You ever eat lollipop?
No.
No? Only Kit Kats?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
I've had a few others, but my favorites are Kit Kats.
Okay. Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay. Like chocolate chip cookies? What other chocolate stuff do you like?
Sometimes I'll like chocolate cake and Heath bars.
Oh, okay. Those are good.
Yeah.
How's this kid?
Looks like he's sitting down.
That next to him?
A timer.
Yeah.
Timeout?
Maybe. Have you ever been in timeout?
A few times.
A few times. Wasn't it boring?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did amazing with that one. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer. Now this one, I'm gonna show you a few of
my- Great job!
I'm gonna show you a few of my favorite pictures and I want you to tell me what's going on in them? Anything you notice? What's this person doing?
She's investigating. It looks like she's looking through outer space.
Yeah. What's that?
A spaceship.
Yeah. What are all these?
Planets.
Would you ever go into outer space?
No.
Why not?
I just wouldn't.
No. Too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. This picture.
Looks like they built a bird house.
Yeah.
Looks like the dog's looking at the bird.
Is this what your dogs look like?
No.
No? What do your dogs look like?
They have short and stubby tails.
Oh, okay.
And they have pointy ears.
They stick up or out?
Up.
Yeah. Have you ever built a birdhouse?
Yeah.
Really? What kind of birdhouse was it? Like, how big was it?
About as how big this was.
Really? Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
What kind of birds came through?
A few cardinals.
A few cardinals? Okay. Do you have a favorite bird that you've seen?
Probably robins.
Oh, I love robins too. Yeah. What about in this one?
Probably Polly on the next one. That's cool just because of those.
Yeah. What's this one?
Looks like they're playing instruments.
Yeah, what are they playing?
Looks like a violin and drums.
Do you play any instruments?
No.
Do you want to play any instruments?
No.
Do you like music? What kind of music do you like?
All kinds. I think my favorite is probably peaceful music.
Peaceful music? So what kind of peaceful music?
I don't know.
You don't know, like classical?
Sure.
Alright. Well, you helped us out so much today. Thank you for helping us. Thanks for meeting my friend Jibo. Did you have fun?